You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Look! Here comes a boat!
Really? Oh, it's about time!
On this boat, we'll sail away tonight. And on this boat, confess that you were right.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, so this new patent, well, it's a patent Suzuki has, and they've opened it up to the rest of the industry to possibly adapt boating engines. So when you're out there on the water, it's filtering out microplastics. So you're actually, you know, all the tree hugger folks that are always complaining about us stink potters all the time, you throw this back in their face and like, ha, we're saving the planet. What are you doing, losers?
Well, how about, yeah, we're doing something different and we're helping the planet while we enjoy our boating.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one. That's another way to put it, but I might want to rub their noses.
Yeah, I know what you want to do.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think it's, you know, if the practicality of a system like that works, why not? You know, the trick will be obviously if the filter clogs up too quickly or if it affects performance somehow, you're always going to have that potential trade-off. But maybe it sounds like they may have a way to do that. I guess maybe that's why the system is patented with Suzuki, and they've decided to share it. Yeah, put it out there. Let's try to save the planet together, guys. You want to use it? Go get it. Well, so why not? It'll make you feel better about boating.
I sent a link so you could see what it looks like, and it looks like it's easy to access and easy to clean.
Yeah, I would think so.
And I mean, if you really should know a little bit about your engine, you don't have to be a mechanic, but you should understand how it works a little bit, read up, learn on it. I mean, you have YouTube University nowadays, where when I grew up, all we had were, rocks and we, you know, blackboards and, you know, we used
rocks
our crayons
and blackboards. What school did you go to?
Caveman days.
Oh,
you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the design.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the design right now, and it is a classic side stream setup. And and basically what happens is until you reach a pressure drop where it would be restrictive to the cooling water going to the engine, it goes through that filter. And then as the pressure drop increases, as debris gets collected onto the screen, it will divert back to a traditional
the traditional
cooling loop.
Yeah.
And you know, and it just won't be doing the filtering at that point until you clean it again.
Right.
And I would imagine looks like it's easy to access. Just take it apart, clean it out, put it back together, go out boating again.
I would think it wouldn't add a lot to cost either. That sounds like a fairly simple type of system, right?
Well, it's routing the water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it might require the engine redesign a little bit. Because, for example, on my engine, the water's routed all internally, and the only place that there is an external area is where the thermostat is, where you can change the thermostat, but everything's internal as far as water coming through the engine and going back down. Mm-hmm. So somewhere along the way, they would have to have a point after the water's gone through the engine where it can go through this device and then continue to the exhaust.
Right.
Yeah, it's a pretty elegant design. Actually, what they did is they took that whole part of the loop and made it external to the engine.
Exactly.
So all the other connections are going to be the same. And this just makes it actually simpler and more accessible than even the original design, which I think is great.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, let's wish them the best. And I think that's a good move. I don't see any downside to it other than, you know, the cost of adding this onto the engine, but I think you could sell that pretty easily.
Oh yeah.
You know, and just say, hey, you know, you feel guilty about being out there on the water? Are people giving you any crap? Like, you know, more restrictions. They don't want these power boats out on the lake. Well, guess what? I'm cleaning your lake for you, you know, then you could throw it back in their face and play that card.
Well, I mean, and I'll tell you that pretty much every single boat, mine included, has it's not, you know, a side stream setup like this, but you know, I have inboard engines and they, you know, the incoming water goes through a strainer and that strainer collects debris
right.
all the time when the engine's yeah. running. And I have to clean the strainers periodically for that and the air conditioning. And that is filtering. So, you know, when boats are running, they are, every boat is kind of filtering the water to some degree.
Well, there you go. Taking it to another level. So yeah, you play that card. I never looked at it that way, but now I'm absolutely going to.
you have any cul-de-sacs in your neighborhood, you know, where a car can only go in a circle and come back out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
You have any, Mike, in your neighborhood?
Yes. I actually live at the end of one. Yes.
Okay. So do you ever wonder where that word came from?
Yes. Cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
You're up, north. You're cold.
Cold? No, not
nether
cold
regions east. Get a little too chilled and
no,
cold.
Cul-de-sac.
Okay. What? So what?
It actually has a marine background. It says it's an inlet connected with the sea by a small entrance. That's called a cul-de-sac.
So we adapted that to our neighborhood to the thing, suburbs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it, where you have a whole bunch of houses in one little circle area, so you're yeah. it's like that little road is that little river inlet.
Okay, and so you picked this up on YouTube University and
my book, The Mariner's Dictionary.
Oh, it's out of a book. It must be accurate.
I was thumbing through it and I saw that word.
All right, so
we were discussing that last week
to enlighten our passengers right. this week and give them a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
It's a mariner's term.
It's a mariner's
originally.
Term.
Okay.
Right.
And so you want to impress your friends?
Free beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you have a bet. Hey, tell me a word that has a marine background that we use every day in land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
buy me a beer when I give you the answer.
Well, I'm not going to buy you a beer whether you give me the answer or not. But
whiskey and honey.
It's good. Well, I'll give you the honey, maybe.
Oh, thank you. Not even the whiskey.
Yeah, you can buy your own whiskey. That costs too much. Honey's not that much. Actually, honey's probably more
expensive.
Honey's
expensive,
than the whiskey. Maybe flip that. Anywho. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that, Barry.
Okay.
A little detour there, but that's fine. Yeah, we got to keep everybody informed here as part of our virtual cruise through the latest boating news and information. Another little tidbit that Mike the Mariner picked up this week, and he threw a question to Barry and I before the show today. He says, what do you think is the most common problem boaters have while they're out enjoying their favorite pastime? That was the question, right, Mike?
Yes.
And we were both stumped.
We guess,
I was like, you know, being in a cul-de-sac and thinking that I'm a mariner. I didn't know where to go with this.
I had no answer. Having to do number two and not
what?
Having a head around bathroom break, you know, and you don't have a head in your boat like my little boat.
That's what the side rails of your vessel are for.
Don't want to leave marks all over it.
And then have someone else's boat come through and filter your up
you
your
can
mess.
Always jump in the water.
Yeah, you could. But I've always thought, you know, the fish may come up to feed then.
Yeah, well, that might scare them away, though. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It should. It absolutely should.
You would hope.
It would scare most of the population away if they saw that mess. All right. I don't know where this is going, but thank God we got a commercial break. Okay. And we'll answer that question legitimately next on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.